96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is our Black History Tuesday conversation. And tonight we're talking to two local elected public servants about challenges, bumps, bruises, and rewards of the job. My guests are Phyllis Randall, the newly elected chair of the Board of Supervisors for Loudoun County, Virginia, and Walter James Jr., mayor of Bladensburg, Maryland. Lines are open. Give us a call if you want to get in on this conversation at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Madam Chair, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I saw you in action a couple of weeks ago with you were knee deep in snow.
We were all knee deep in snow.
Yes, you were. So I guess that could have been your first big test, you know, sitting in the big chair.
It was my first big test. It's a historic snowstorm about 25 days into my term. And I thought, well, this is going to be interesting. But you know what? The truth is we have fantastic employees at the county, and they really help you get through the emergencies. And what it really is about is communication. And if you tell people what's coming and what to expect and help them in any way you can, you will get through it. We did have, I think, four babies being born during the election.
Wow.
And we'll see more in about 9 months. Well, I have to say, and I'm sure that Mayor James will agree, that having you in this position as chair of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors is a big wow. I'm a native Washingtonian. We are talking Loudoun County. How did a black woman get elected to the Board of Supervisors, the very first one? It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And I think the obvious question is you get elected because you run. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, when I ran for a supervisor in 2007, I did not win. And I thought, just, you know, if you want to serve in this capacity, this is how you choose to serve, you have to run again. However, when I ran in 2007, I was at the time the first person of color to run for the board. And when I ran in this time, I was myself and my colleague who also ran with me. We were the first two people of color. And so I am the first woman of color to serve as chair a county board in the Commonwealth of Virginia's history. However, I often say, you know, you will not serve if you do not run. And so part of it was I've been very involved in my county for 23 years. I've been very involved, everything from the PTO and PTA all the way to state positions. And you just, you know, I didn't decide I wanted to run for office. I decided I wanted to serve my community. And this is the capacity I decided to serve in. And when you're out there and you're involved and people know you and they know what you're about and you've been talking to people for years, and when you put yourself forward to run for an office, it happens. And so, it was a tough run. And, you know, in any election, things happen that shouldn't happen. And when you're a person of color, maybe more things happen that shouldn't happen. But you just stay in there. And I remember, you know, thinking one day I was at a door and, you know, I got a door slammed in my face and some choice words said to me. And I stood there and I thought, well, what do I do with this moment? And I thought about all the people who came before me to make that moment even possible. And I thought, well, what you do, Phyllis, is walk to the next door and knock on it and say, hi, I'm Phyllis Randall, and I'm running for chair of the county. That's exactly what I did. And I did that for almost a whole straight year. And in the end, I won.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking to two of our local elected officials about being a black politician, bumps, bruises, rewards, challenges of the job. Of course, Mayor Walter James of Bladensburg and Phyllis Randall, the newly elected chair of the Board of Supervisors for Loudoun County, Virginia. Mayor James, how long have you been mayor now?
First of all, I want to say thank you so much, Brother Fisher, for
it's always
me
good
back.
To see
it's
you.
It's always a pleasure to be here on the show. I do want to first congratulate Chairwoman Phyllis Randall because, indeed, we always give respect for those who came before us, who paved the way for us to be in the positions we are today. But you are a trailblazer.
Well, thank you.
And what you've done, what you are doing is truly amazing. So we applaud you and support you.
I appreciate that.
This is my fifth term as mayor.
Mm-hmm.
First got elected to office in Bladensburg in 2003 to the town council. Served 2 years. And I've been what was elected mayor in 2005. And my first four terms were two-year terms, and my fifth term currently is a four-year term. Mm.
You know, we've already had a mayor for life in D.C.
Yes.
and like Loudoun County, Bladensburg is very, very diverse.
Yes.
But in another way, is there as a black man and as a black politician, do you find yourself having to, you know, to walk the line at some point when you are governing, managing the city?
Well, Bladensburg wasn't always diverse.
That's true. Just like Prince George's County, it wasn't always that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Loudoun wasn't always that way.
That's
exactly.
true. And I want to talk about that, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually the second African-American mayor. David Harrington was the first African-American mayor of Bladensburg. And I believe when it comes to me serving in this capacity as mayor, it is about doing the right thing. I mean, coming to the office knowing who you are, not being defined by the title, and really having a mindset to serve the community and making a difference. So I'm not the politician that toes the line. I believe in when I make decisions, I do what is right, although it may not be popular. So I believe when I think about toeing the line, I'm not, no one can buy me. I'm not sold out to anyone. I'm about doing what's right for the community and the people that I serve.
But Bladensburg is a bit of a hamlet, and I was born and raised here, and so I know, you know, Bladensburg, it is like so many of the incorporated cities and towns in this area, particularly in Prince George's County. It has its own personality. Mm-hmm. It's some would say almost Andy Griffith-like in some ways. And then other ways not so much. How has that city changed since you've been in office, and have you had to change with it?
I believe I always have the vision of Bladensburg is a destination that offers superior services and opportunities to its residents and the community at large in a clean and safe environment.
Is that on the website? Because it sounds like it. No, okay, so I'm going to ask you that question again.
That's a quote of Mayor Walter James.
Okay.
And on our path to that vision is how do you keep that small town feel but move the community into the 21st century? As you know, Bladensburg is a very historic town. One of our greatest assets is a lot of our historic properties. We have the Boswick House, the George Washington House. One of the first African-American churches are in Bladensburg, Free Hope Baptist Church that's located there. So there's a lot of diversity, but how do we grow the community? And some of the changes that we've seen, not only in the changes in our demographics, but even the change in the feel of the town. And there's some things we need to do. There's a long road ahead we look at economic development and bringing more quality and diversity of businesses to the community as it relates to grocery stores and fine dining. But one of the biggest changes that have happened, and I believe you changed in quality of life. When I first became mayor within my first term, we had an apartment complex you may be familiar with called Park Place Towers. It was formerly called Park Place Towers. It was at the corner of 57th Avenue and 450 in Annapolis Road.
Okay.
It was a level D apartment going down.
Now, what does that mean?
That it means it's almost on the borderline of condemnation. There's a lot of repairs that were needed, a lot of issues that were going there as it relates to the management of the property. I was able to partner with a company called Federal Capital Partners, and in collaboration invested $30 million, and now this today called the Phoenix, the Rise from the Ashes apartment complex, is now a level B apartment complex that raised the quality of life for the residents there. Another great change.
Before we do that,
yes,
because I don't want to get off on a tangent here.
Yes.
Because again, like I said, as it relates to Black history and the positions that both of you hold here, the thing that I'm really interested in hearing about are your personal experiences, mm-hmm. your heartfelt experiences as African Americans in rare air.
Okay.
Because you both of you are in very, very rare air. And I want to come back to you, Mayor James, about that. But I want to make sure that our listeners have an opportunity to join into this conversation at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Chair Randall, some would argue that you may have had two difficult rows to hoe, being an African American woman, and attempting to do something that no one else has ever done before. Did you ever have to walk the line? Were you ever scared, nervous as you went through this process?
I was. But you know what? I also realized that it is normal to be scared. It is wise to ask for help. And it is wise to be prayerful through that fear. And so I found a group of people that I put around me, people from my church, my family, and I asked them to pray for me and to pray with me. And I, you know, there are times when you realize that a vision you have is a vision that is bigger than yours. And I really honestly do think about the people who came before me, mm-hmm. and what they went through to get me mm-hmm. to this position. And when I think about that, the fear abates some, because you know there are people whose names we will never know, who laid down a path that you mm-hmm. and I, that all of us were able to walk on. So mm-hmm. I was fearful, but the fear should not be something that stops you. It should be something that motivates you. And I would say that, and then we would pray about it, and then I get up and you know go knock on a couple more doors. And doing, you know, the secret, I say it's a secret, and not really, though, I say that in jest, is about 6 weeks out of my campaign, I did a poll. And my poll had me losing by about 12 points, which is losing by a lot. And I looked at that, and I thought, well, first of all, I paid for this. I paid for this poll that had me losing. I want my money back.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, so what do I do with this? And I thought, well, you know, I could lose, but if I lose, I'm gonna go down swinging.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day after I got my poll, we got up every morning, and I went to the commuter bus lots, and I shook hands every morning at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Got up, and then I went to work, because I was still working. I came home, knocked doors every single night, got back from knocking doors every night, worked on my website, worked on my social media, went to bed about 1 in the morning, and did it all again the next day. And so I decided that, you know, I was going to put my all into this no matter what was going to happen, mm-hmm. because the people who came before me put their all into me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's incumbent to me to put my all into what I do next. So was I fearful? I was. But, you know, fear is normal.
Yeah.
Fear
mm-hmm.
is normal.
Yes.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are having a Black History Tuesday conversation, talking to two local Black elected officials about the job, being an African-American elected official. Lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, Nina, calling from Bladensburg, we will let you talk to Mayor James after the break. Please hang on. Do not hang up the phone. You will be able to hear the show. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.